Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Vino Nothing. I'm Lucy from Lucy on the Ground, the meme slash pop culture account that brings you everything from Real Housewives drama to red carpet sagas and everything in between. Follow me on Instagram if you don't already. Tonight, we actually are stepping away from the pop culture a little bit. It'll stick with it in some of the questions, but actually, we're doing something different. And that is because this year is this week. Well, this year is a special year, but this week is a special day, is our anniversary.
This week is a special day?
Okay, well, here's my guess. I don't know what I meant to say. This week is a special day. You guys, I've taken a lot of, like, DayQuil and stuff. I've been sick. So I'm not drinking, but obviously all you need is some DayQuil to make this podcast a little more wild. With me is Bill.
Hello.
Who already revealed himself. But he's the special guest for many reasons tonight because, A, no one else does this with me, and, B, it's our anniversary this week. And I thought it would be fun if we had you all on Instagram send in questions for us to answer. Are you excited?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's dive right in.
You just, no small talk for you tonight. Are you drinking anything special? I'm on DayQuil and tea. What'd you have this afternoon?
A couple beers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congrats to you. Guys, I stayed home from work today. I have a scratchy throat. And like I said, our anniversary is this weekend. And the Chiefs play this weekend to get into the Super Bowl. So I'm trying to kick this cold before it even starts. I don't know how I'm doing.
I don't get sick.
Okay, there's a question about most annoying habits. It's going to be that you assume you don't get sick.
I don't get sick.
You have gotten sick before, and you were the worst.
Once every 2 to 3 years.
And it was the worst. And it was, well, I've been with you 4 years, so twice.
So once.
Nope, twice. 2 to 3. 2 times you've gotten sick.
3 to 4 years, I guess, if we've been together. You know, I've only been sick once.
No.
In the time we've been together?
Yeah.
Like, minus times that I've, like, cracked my head open and I got a concussion.
No, no.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Your foot, your head.
Well, a broken foot because I tried to roundhouse kick Wade is not being sick. That's being
impaired. It was, yeah, you were impaired for 6 months. And, oh, my foot. You're the worst.
It's still swollen.
When people say guys are the worst sick patients, it's true. Like,
because we don't complain until it's so bad that we need to complain.
That's not true.
Like, maybe I get sick and I just don't realize it because I'm so tough. And then just when it hits so bad that even I can't stand it, then you know it's real bad. That's why I get whiny, because that's how bad it is. You wouldn't understand.
Okay. Well, happy 4 years to us. I'm already annoyed with you on this podcast. Okay, so you guys sent in a lot of questions, actually. Some repeats and then some random ones, which are very funny. I tried not to read through them all, so I couldn't prepare my answers, but I want your honest... Bill has seen none of them, so it'll be very... God knows what you're going to say on this. We might be editing it a lot.
Let's see.
Okay, so the general question, I think the easiest one to start out with, is how we met.
She seduced me.
That is not... Oh, my God, Bill. You can't say that, and that's not true. That is not true. Okay, I will tell the story. And you can fill in the gaps, but there are none in my story. Yours is completely patchy. I moved to Chicago, and I got a job, and didn't want to... I was bartending and serving before I moved here. Thought I could just get an entry-level full-time job. I lived beyond my means, brunching too much. So then a year in, had to get a bartending, serving, whatever job. I applied to 2 places... One place, Bill was the manager. The other place was a much finer establishment and a lot more organized. And for some reason...
I was a highly organized manager.
You interviewed me drunk.
Yeah. That's irrelevant.
No, it's not irrelevant. I think it's very clear with the
interview. Clearly, it means I make good decisions when I'm intoxicated.
The interview process at the one bar was... Okay, asking my resume, looking through that. The one thing they said, though, they're like, I wouldn't call the servers catty. And I was like, well, if you wouldn't call them that, why did we even bring that word into this? So I was a little like, I don't know about this, but I would have made like $400 a night. I was pumped. Across the street was the other bar. And I was like, well, I still have this interview scheduled. I'll just go over there. You interviewed me and your question was, what is your shot of choice? That was your interview.
That was an important question. We were a tight-knit crew and we liked to shoot whiskey and we needed to make sure that you could fit in.
And I said tequila and you said, okay, we'll work on that. When can you start?
Right. Well, in fairness, you were the last candidate of the day.
That you remembered.
That I remembered. And there were no other viable choices. And I needed someone on the schedule by Tuesday so that I could book my trip to see Magna Ball at Fish Festival in upstate
that
New
comes
York.
Up. Yeah. You, people asked about that, too. Yeah. So I made pros and cons lists, thorough, with every person I know. Different list, every person I'd go through it with. And every time, your bar had a lot more cons and a lot less pros than the other. And yet, I still was like, you know, I think I'm going to go with the other bar. And it was not because of you.
See, for you then, yeah, it was love at first sight.
No, it
wasn't
love at first sight at all.
I was just thinking, like, I need someone to fill that shift on that Tuesday.
No, and it wasn't love at first sight at all. You were drunk and sloppy in that first meeting.
I don't want to say I was sloppy.
You were. Then you lost like you lost like 40 pounds in that like that first like month because you were not drinking, and you'd like started dropping weight, and we were just friends for 3 months.
Yeah.
So I started in October, and by it's January 18th is our anniversary. That was also just our first date. Everything we just decided that is what we're gonna call our anniversary. And
prior to that, remember you had to take the Bassett test, but I just drank a bottle of wine and got hammered and took it for you and failed.
Yeah.
And then you almost got a concussion because you hit your head on the door.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. But everyone thought we were dating or hooking up way before we were.
Nope.
I went home for Christmas and I texted you about making a murderer. That's how we bonded.
Murder porn's how a lot of people bond.
And honestly, when I posted that on my Instagram, a lot of you said that that show brought you together mm-hmm. with your significant other, which I find disturbing for all of us, but here we are.
I'm sure many people have date night watching SVU.
Yeah. You're just bringing that up.
I'm just saying, I bet many people do.
So that's how we met. And then, first date was another question. Do you want to tell that one?
Our first date,
mm-hmm.
we went to a piano bar.
We kept it a secret because we still didn't want people to know
yeah.
we were even going to try and go on a date. Well, yeah. We had kissed at this point. This is after we kissed.
Yeah.
Our first kiss was the worst kiss in the history of kissing.
Yeah, you were not very good at it. You were like the Sheena Shea of kissing at that point.
Okay, I was very drunk. And I went in and knocked teeth, started laughing, and just left. You were sober and then went home and drank a bottle of whiskey because you were worried you had forced yourself on me. You were like,
yes,
oh, my.
But it's not like you were very drunk and I was trying to just make out with the drunk.
No, I had given you forewarning
earlier that day. We had been in a heavy flirting
phase,
period.
Yeah.
And I was still nervous about it because you can never be too careful like how you treat people these days. So earlier that day I said, look, at the end of the night when I walk you home, I'm gonna try to kiss you. I just want to give you that heads up just to gauge the reaction, and that way it wouldn't be something that could have been construed or misconstrued rather.
Because he had never, that's also part of the story, you never dated staff. That was like your big rule.
Like, yeah, once I hit management, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't need you to clarify. I didn't, we got it. Like, it was fine. It was staff, like your staff. I just didn't need you to get into, like, that you have.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first date, you want to tell people about it?
Yeah, we went to a piano bar, and we sat, and we got to know each other, and it was cool. And then we went and we did karaoke, and we sang Shaggy, and that was a big mistake, because that's a very hard song to sing.
We were very convinced that we were fine with it. We went to the bar where everyone went on Sunday nights, and even though we were trying to keep it a secret, we walked in, I got in first, and people were waving at me, and then you ran into me, and everyone was like, aww.
And it was Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, so everyone had off that next Monday, so the bar was kind of busy.
It was packed.
Yeah.
And everyone we knew from the industry was there, and they're like, well, yeah, this has been going on for a while. And we're like, actually, this is night one.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the rest is pretty much history. That we were dating the next day.
Inseparable from then on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next question that I'm going to jump to, because it goes in chronological order, and I just was telling you about this the other day, and you didn't remember it, but someone asked, first fart story. Everyone has one, so let it rip. And you didn't remember
That's funny if they made it let it rip.
Let
That's
it rip.
Good. No, I don't remember this. I mean, it's after we went out drinking all night, and I'm sure every time you would go to the bathroom, I would slug like 3 shots that you didn't know about.
Right. So we went, so you stayed over and went home, and we got food the next morning, and we were walking back into the apartment, and you walked in ahead of me, and I was behind you, and it just came out. I mean, it was not, there was no forewarning, there was no, and it was so loud, and you just paused, and when you turned around, I was on the floor, because I was laughing so hard, there was nothing I could be like, like coughing, there was no covering it up, I was just like, we are day 2, not even a full day probably, into like, we're dating, we like each other, no, and I just slipped out.
Yeah.
And I don't know what your first fart story is, you had probably farted long before that, at the bar or something, and like tried to make it funny.
Oh, like before we were dating?
Yeah,
we worked in a bar where people ate peanuts and farted all day. I could always cover my farts up.
Yeah, I don't think there was any. I think mine was much more embarrassing. Okay. So then going forward, this question comes next. When was the first time you met my mom?
Oh, that was on our first vacation.
Mm-hmm. Bill calls it our first vacation.
Yeah, I've brought souvenirs home.
So, if we start dating in January, it was probably March.
It was March.
I kept telling everyone I did not feel good. I was like, I am sick. My ear. I swore I had an ear infection, went to the doctor, went to the ER finally one night. You went with me. And they're like, there's nothing here, but here's some pain pills. Like, go home. And I was like, great. I feel awesome. Went to work the next day. Felt like $1 million. That next night I worked, and in the middle of my shift, it was a Tuesday, I was like, oh, I'm going to rip my ear off. I'm going to rip it off. So I went home early. You went and saw one of the Marvel movies.
Yeah, I did. You're right. No, I went and saw stupid Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. It sucked.
Yeah. And so you went to a late night movie and didn't know I got off my shift early, because I was like, I'm not staying.
Yeah.
Someone came in and covered for me. And I went home. You came to my place at like 1, mm-hmm. and I opened the door sobbing. We still tried to sleep a little, but I was like, we gotta go back
around
to the ER.
4, we went to the ER.
And got in pretty quick. They remembered me, sat me in a chair, hooked me up to a morphine drip. And
didn't give me none of that.
Yeah, I was hooked up. So I was feeling great for a while. And I kept saying, it's my ear. Anyway, turned out it was something in my throat that it was gross. And my mom flew in town because she was so freaked out. And I mean, she flew in. Got there at like, 4:00, got to the ER 10 minutes after they drained what was ever in my throat.
Yeah.
And that's where you all met. And then you went and had to go work.
Yeah.
A full shift.
I just hung out in the ER from 4 in the morning until like 6:00 at night. And then I went home and had to shower because I had to be to work by 8. And then I worked until like 6 in the morning.
And my mom stayed for a few days. But that's where she met you, in the ER.
Yep.
But you guys didn't see each other again that trip, did you?
I can't say I would remember.
I don't think you did. I feel like she was like, thank you, Bill. And it was like a 2-minute conversation in the ER with you, maybe. Like,
yeah.
Just saying, like, how is she feeling? What's been going on? And then you're like, okay, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, that was cool. I got tongue depressors. I got some gauze pads. I got some really cool souvenirs from that vacation.
It was, I mean, that stuff, when we moved out of my apartment, I just had shit all that you had hidden in, like, spots.
Yeah.
I was like, what is it? And then I remembered. And that leads into, did your mom always like Bill?
Duh, I'm the best.
I knew you were going
to. No, at first she didn't like me because when she first came over to your place, she found a pair of my boxers, and that's when she realized I had been staying over.
Yeah, she didn't like that at all.
She was not a big fan of that.
No, but that was, like, oh, that was that trip.
Yeah.
It was. She did laundry while I was sick, and she, your boxers were in the laundry, and she was not happy. And then I don't remember, was it my birthday? Maybe she came back up and you guys hung out more?
Maybe.
Because I don't really know. We didn't go to Kansas City for a while. I'm trying to think when I knew you guys did like each other. I mean, I feel like it's hard because my mom's not here, and your parents did live in Chicago at that point. So we went over to their house, and they cooked a lot. So we were with them a lot, and my mom didn't get to hang out with you. I feel like by 6 months in, though, there had at least been, like, one or two occasions.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember any time.
Not with your...
I mean, your mom intermittently doesn't like me when I'm just a wise-ass to her all the time.
Because she loves it, too.
Frustrated, yeah.
She thinks it's hilarious, too.
Yeah. She loves calling me an ass.
Yeah. Yeah, horse's ass. Mm-hmm. She just calls all the time, "You asshole," and hangs up on us because we make fun of her technology skills, which you all love her on the Instagram, because that also leads into a lot of people asked, what does Bill think of this entire account? And we didn't have, this has only been 2 years of our relationship has been the account. And my mom has only had Instagram to follow along with more of your antics and my antics 6 months. She had no idea, like, with some stuff. Like, I think she would have probably not liked you as much if she had seen how we were out so much and the shit we said to each other that I would catch on camera. I feel like...
We wouldn't say anything.
No, but I feel like we were really... I feel like she would have been like, oh, this is so embarrassing. Oh. Like, I feel like...
I don't know.
She likes you. I know that.
Yeah, I'm the best.
And my family does, too. Right. My family loves Bill more than me, and vice versa. His family loves me more than Bill now.
Well... Oh.
Nope. Are you going to argue?
No.
No? You know it's true. And honestly, whoever listens to this from our respective families is going to text to confirm. Like, there's no... Like, we replaced each other in the other's family.
That's fair.
So when we were home for Christmas, we went to his... oh no, you came to Thanksgiving with me and everyone was all over you and my family, and then I went for a few days to Christmas, and I went back home for the rest of Christmas, and everyone was like, "Oh, I guess we're just sad Bill didn't come." And I was like, "Okay, this is I come 3 times a year. Like, love me, enjoy me." Yeah. I think it worked out okay. All right. So, let's give Bill a question. I feel like we should just nip this in the bud. You had a few of these. Fish.
What about them?
The first one was... Oh, wait.
The first one was Camden, New Jersey in 2009.
No, I didn't mean what's the first show.
Oh.
Okay, wait. Backtrack from Fish. What was your first impression of each other? Because it was during that... What did you think of me during the interview?
I thought that you could fill a Tuesday night shift so I could go see Fish at Magna Ball.
There's nothing outside. Okay, then like...
You seemed fine. You seemed fun. I mean, I thought, well, you would get very annoying.
What?
Because I would be trying to do paperwork at 5 or 6 in the morning, and everyone would be having their shift drinks and hanging out, and that's totally cool. But then you would decide to grab your Heineken and sit...
Oh, those were Heineken days.
Yeah, you would sit on the bar top right next to where all of the money and everything I'm counting is and just sit there and want to, like, talk. And not, like, in a flirtatious way even. Like, you were just, that's where you decided you wanted to hang out. And I was like, you could not have picked a worse position. Can you please just go away? And I just wanted to count my money. So I remember clearly that aspect of it. And then aside from that, you were good. You were good with the customers. You did your job well. You're always engaging. I admired that you had a full-time job and you were still working the bar 3 nights a week and just really hustling. It was cool.
I mean, you just called me annoying, too.
You were. At 6 o'clock in the morning, it was very annoying.
All right, well, I thought you were annoying, too. Because you had that crazy girl that you had been talking to before me who came in and would almost like threaten all of our lives with our eyes. It was an all-girl staff besides the door guys, and that crazy, you remember crazy, would come in and like
I don't remember anyone before you.
It's not true. You remember this girl. Because then I played that amazing prank where I switched our numbers.
Almost amazing.
No, prank. It was amazing. That was
very close to being good.
Bill and I were very good at pranking each other back and forth, and everyone would get in on it, and it would just up itself every week. And so one week, this girl kept, she would text him these long, like, sagas of just, like, I just felt so bad. I know you don't like me anymore and I don't like you, but like I still think about you, but like that's not because I like you. It would just go on and on and on, and he'd be like, I don't know what to do. She lived nearby, she was definitely gonna come in, like, and anytime I brought her up, like it would go like a few weeks, I go, you know, I haven't seen so and so in a while, she'd come in that night. I had a premonition every time. But so one time I switched our numbers in his phone and started texting him from my number to try and make it seem like she was back and stalking him again. And I was one line short in the text of all of my texts scrolling back far enough so he wouldn't know it was me. But there was something I said. I don't remember what it was, an expression I used to say to you.
No, it that wasn't you knew that. It was me. You didn't commit to it. You were going to text one more thing, but I could read the bottom text was one that I could tell. I remembered you had sent me. So if you would have just sent one more text, it would have taken that off the screen and I wouldn't have seen it. But the bartender at the time had told you, don't do that because it'll look like it'll be too much.
Yeah.
And so I smoked it out right away. And it would, if you had,
but you were reading it at first and you were like, what the, and you, we could see your reaction across the bar and we were all like, oh wow, this is really good. And then.
Yeah, that would have been great if you pulled that off properly.
But so I thought you were. Well, and that's also my mom's first impression of you. Because I knew you had been dating or, like, talking to that girl. And so when I told my mom, I was telling her about there's only, like, 10 people who worked at this bar. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, and my boss, like, he's making out in the back bar with this crazy girl. But, like, you know, he's fine. And so when we started dating, my mom was like, your manager who has been, like, dating another girl for a while? And I go, nope, I've got 2 managers. Yeah. I had to, like, try and spin it. It didn't work. She got into it. Okay. So someone asked my opinion on fish, and I have none. And they asked if I've been taken to a fish show, and I have not. I think that's what is going to keep our relationship alive. Someone said, does she get down with the couch tour?
Sometimes.
I have.
Yeah, if we do Dave Matthews, or now you're starting to like the Dead a little more and more, you might be able to do a little couch tour with the Dead.
In the fish, I just don't get it. And like, it's like washing machines in my brain going off, spin, tornadoes. Like, it just,
that's not a fish song.
But it could be. It could, that's what I'm saying. It's literally the most gibberish. So I'll hear him like singing something random about like, shark bites in the night, singing in my toes. And I'm like, did you just make it up? Like, I feel like...
Sounds like that could be a killer.
That would be an awesome... I honestly could write for this band.
If you just put like a 17-minute instrumental around that one lyric, you'd have a fish song.
I just, you know, I think it's an experience for him. And he goes very into a deep, dark place when he's at these shows. And I don't need to see it.
My inner self.
Okay.
Next question.
All right. Oh, okay. We'll just nip this one in the bud. A lot of people think we're getting engaged this weekend. I've said no. And also, when is a wedding and can I come? I feel like we have to address this quite a few times. Not anytime soon. Like, no. We're in a good place.
Chilling.
4 years, though, I mean, I feel like we're committed. We know it's going to happen. But... Okay, you always make a face like that, and it's not funny. You know what? Actually, yeah, I will say, 2020, I expect a diamond. There it is! Everybody can harass him if it doesn't happen.
Alternatively, our lease is up in August.
So we're breaking up?
Pump the brakes.
All right. You know, August 2nd, I will get a puppy. And I will take the cats, and you will be alone.
Next question.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought. So there.
That was really mean for you to say.
Yep, well, when you go, with a face every time, I love you, we're committed. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know about you either. There. Okay, what's each other's McDonald's order?
Oh, you get a McChicken, a Big Mac, a McGriddle, a nugget,
no, I don't
a
get
fry,
all those.
And a Coke.
That's not, and that was wrong. And I don't get all of those at one time. If it's daytime, I'm committed to the burger game. Yes, McChicken and a Big Mac with fries.
Yeah.
If it's morning, I want a McGriddle and I want a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Yeah.
I don't need the hash brown. Guys, I don't care about the hash brown. I don't want it. Like, it's just...
I eat your hash brown. It's delicious.
I've never liked hash browns.
It's crazy.
I know. Your McDonald's order, quarter pounder and a 10-piece?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay. That was a good one. Bill's favorite housewife.
Oh. That's a good question.
Your hottest...
The best looking one is the...
Joanna Krupa.
Yeah, she's... Mm-hmm. She's something.
Uh-huh.
My favorite housewife would probably... I just like the crazy ones. So, Ramona or Lisa Rinna. I mean, Denise Richards always holds a special place in my heart.
Oh, God. I was, like, thinking of the show, and I was like, why? And then I was like, oh.
Yeah, I would probably go with any of those crazy ones. I hate or don't care at all for Dallas. I don't care at all, I don't think, for anyone in OC.
That was... Also, favorite
I've never
and
seen
most
Potomac.
Hated Bravo
Atlanta
show.
Can be fun, but I've only seen their reunions.
And you just kind of enjoyed Jersey this past few weeks. You were like, oh, what the fuck is going on here?
They're all just Jersey trash. I just like that she pulled her hair. That was fun. But I think what I realized about these types of shows mm-hmm. is I don't need to watch them ever. I just need to watch the reunions.
Oh, well.
You get the heavy-hitting moments, and you don't have to deal with any of the bullshit. So, and you get to watch them all just yell at each other. Like, that's the problem is, like, you'll get a good episode, and then nothing happens for five episodes. Yeah. And then you get another piece of, like, goodness. Just wait until the reunion. Watch all the reunions, and it's all the action.
So, New York, I could watch an episode 4 times. OC, didn't watch 1 episode this season. I know I run a Bravo account, Instagram account. Like, I get it. That was wrong of me. I just couldn't do it. Watched the reunion. Loved it. I'm like,
yeah,
reinvigorated on OC. Maybe because I didn't watch such a boring season. Dallas, I jumped around a lot. Watched some, skipped some. Watched the reunion and probably will go back and watch some
of
the
episodes. Yeah, that reunion was good. See, I don't care about that show at all, but the reunion was good. And what was that Teen Mom show that we watched reunion of? That was fantastic.
Pregnant
underage or something.
Yeah, it was...
What to expect when you're not expecting. I don't know what it was called, but
the
reunion
was
fire.
Yeah, that was... We don't even know what the show was called. It wasn't 16 and Pregnant. Okay, so that was least favorite is Dallas. You like New York. Like, you could watch an episode of New York. And you like Vanderpump Rules, but you're a little this season, obviously, with the new people.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the twilight of me enjoying Vanderpump Rules.
Well,
I just, and this is what I said the other night, was I liked it when they were all young, dumb, crazy, acting like idiots. Now they're all, like, becoming adults and responsible. And I don't want to see them buy a house and start a family. I want to see them, like, do lines of cocaine off each other's ass and then get in a fight.
Right. I mean, that's the thing, too. Also, this show, when it started... They didn't know they had magic in a bottle. Is that the expression?
Yeah.
Lightning in a bottle.
Lightning
in a bottle. They didn't know. It just kind of fell into it. And it worked out. And also, Instagram reality TV, it was a whole different game.
Yeah.
Now you have people coming on these shows knowing what's at stake.
Right.
Knowing the growth.
These new servers were probably auditioned to be on the show and serve.
Well,
in spare
two
time.
Of them are, one is maybe getting fired already and the other is close to. The two guys, Max and Brett, because of the racist tweets. And they're from 2012.
Oh, they're getting canceled?
They're from 2012, but, I mean, if you say the N-word that many times in that many tweets...
Oh, you just shouldn't say that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just saying, I don't care how old they were or whatever. Like, one tweet, we can go, you're an idiot, mistake, whatever.
Still.
It was... Right. It was... I mean, one guy doesn't not say it in a tweet for that whole year. Like, they've strung them together, so it's like, you haven't changed. Like, you maybe just stopped tweeting it, but you definitely didn't. That was your vocabulary for that long. So, Vanderpump's having struggles already. Okay. Let's see. Who does laundry?
Me.
I go.
Sometimes.
Most of the times. So I've been very good about going and helping.
40% of the time.
That's such a lie. I have totally upped my percentage in the last...
Okay, in 2020, you've gone at least 50% of the time. 2019, you were
2020, I've gone every time. We've done it twice. I've gone twice.
Okay.
And I would say... No. And I would say back half, last 6 months, 70%.
For one or the other. You don't come for both the wash and the dry.
Yeah, I do.
Sometimes.
But I come for the dry.
I mean, it's relevant. We both do laundry.
Thank you. Which reality personality reminds the other of each other? I feel like... I'm trying to think who you would be. You'd be someone very happy and not in the drama. Like, you'd be a...
Like a Jay Cutler.
You could be a Jay Cutler, honest to God. Wow, I've never loved you more for A, making the reference, and B... Except you're not as dry as Jay Cutler.
No,
you're a little more, like, giggly.
I meant more in the scheme of, like, if you ever did have a reality show...
You would be...
I would want to just be, like, at home, tending to the house and everything, like...
Just... But then you'd turn out to be the main star.
Right.
It's kind of like this pod... Like, people don't care about my opinion on the podcast. They just are like, what is Bill going to say about Meghan and Harry? Like... It's your reaction to my obsessions. So I feel like, yes, Jay Cutler would be you.
Yeah.
Who would be me?
This is nothing.
Oh, God.
One way or the other. I was just going to say, I don't know that I know enough reality stars' personalities to say one that matches yours. Like, I think that I need more thought than that, and I'd just create dead space if I tried to. I might circle back to that. We might, in like 15 minutes, I might just blurt out a name, and that'll be what
you can just say. Bethany.
No, you're definitely not Bethany.
I tried.
No.
This message comes in all caps and is directed to you. Where are the Prada sunglasses? The people want to know.
So my Pradas are either on my face or in their case. And those are how I handle my prods.
Do you know who that was?
Oh, is that Chelsea?
Yeah.
Nice.
Bill got drunk.
I got wine drunk at the Ritz-Carlton. I feel like saying I was wine drunk at the Ritz-Carlton really adds context as to how I ended up
with Prada sunglasses. It also just adds, to your entire, like, character. There's just something fascinating about your bio now. Like, one time got drunk at the Ritz-Carlton. Because you were also,
so,
for those wondering, yes, he was wearing cargo shorts.
So, a little back, quick story here.
Oh.
I was running a bar in Chicago, and one of my wine reps invited me, I had an on-house sommelier, and my two managers to go to their, like, it was this really cool wine tasting at the Ritz-Carlton. They had wines from all over the world, and you got to try all these different wines and get these really, like, you know, great on-the-spot deals at this wine tasting thing. And, you know, so I invited these three people, and they're like, yeah, that sounds killer. We got to try all these fantastic, really expensive wines. And I'm like, totally cash. Let's just hang out and go do it.
Totally cash.
And so I wore my Yankees jersey and my camo cargos. And, like, it was in the middle of the summer. Everyone else is kind of dressed down. I might have even had flip-flops on. I don't remember. And we show up, and everyone there is in, like, ball gown dresses and tuxedos. And I'm like, shit.
It was also, like, a 2 o'clock
thing. Yeah, on, like, a Monday.
Yeah, it was a Monday 2 o'clock thing.
So, needless to say, we are already sticking out like a sore thumb. And even further needless to say, outside of my sommelier at the time, who really did... I mean, take notes and was really interactive. Myself and the other two people we were with made an effort to play Power Hour with wine for like 3 straight hours. And we were just going table to table doing little 1 ounce pours of all different kinds of wine. So it was great.
So then you went next door to Water Tower and came home with a $500 pair of Prada sunglasses.
I mean, like when you add tax and the protection on them and everything.
Right. So then I was like, I've never owned anything that expensive in my life. So my birthday that year, you got me a nice purse because you felt bad.
I got you a purse that was more than my sunglasses were. That somehow that purse is probably laying on the floor in a corner.
Okay, well, it's right next to me because this is where I drop my stuff off. This is listen, I love my purse. Not
in the nice velvet box that it came in.
Well, I don't put it back in its velvet, but no one puts their purse back in its velvet box every night. I use it every day.
So let me remind you, my Pradas, which aren't as expensive as the purse, are either on my face or in their case. Sunglasses.
That's totally different. They scratch. In their case. They scratch.
That fine Italian leather can't get
I use corrupted. It every day. It's getting its money's worth for sure. I love my bag. Does Bill secretly love all things Bravo and pop culture because he's been around it so long?
No. In fact, I didn't even have cable until we moved in together. I didn't even know Bravo was a thing until, like, we were dating.
Wow.
I really like Andy Cohen, especially because he's a deadhead, and I actually really do just enjoy his show. I don't watch a lot of late night talk shows, but his half hour seems to really fly by.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, and sometimes I want a little bit more than in that show.
But you rather have that than the people who are like 30 minutes in, you're like, I'm so bored. Like, yeah, he's exactly. Smart with that format.
So I'm really impressed with what he does on his show. Obviously, this empire he's built. What else would we watch on? The Summer House is kind of fun.
Yeah, this year we jumped into that a little bit. Yeah. We haven't watched that dedicated. I like Southern Charm. He doesn't watch that.
But yeah, generally speaking, when we sit down in front of the television at night, I play games on my phone while she talks to Instagram.
Yeah, but I feel like this year, or the last 6 months, because I remember before going to BravoCon, I was like feeling so guilty because I really hadn't watched a lot of Bravo, just because I feel like everyone's kind of been either burnt out or just can't commit to so much of it. I feel like more recently we've been watching. Okay, there's a fart story for you.
What?
You just farted.
Tully, did you
fart? No, you just did that.
Tully.
Why would you force that? Disgusting. Anyway. Next question. Oh, I'm going to skip the tagline one. Guys, I don't have one, and I don't know if you could think of one that fast.
I'm the best.
No, that can't be your tagline. What rom-com does Bill think is most like your love story?
I don't know if that's been written yet. Oh, no, you know what it's most like?
You've Got Mail.
No. Have you ever seen It Can Happen to You? Nicolas Cage,
she's the angel?
No, she's the waitress and they win the lottery.
Yeah, but we haven't won the lot.
But we really try to win the lottery a lot.
Also, you're Nick Cage?
Yeah, and you were the waitress.
But which is Meg Ryan, I think.
You used to be a waitress. No.
Are you sure?
It's definitely not Meg Ryan.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It could happen to you. Oh, no, it's not. What movie am I thinking
of? Who is it?
Bridget Fonda?
Oh, yeah, that's who it is. No, you're thinking of City of Angels. I think that's with Meg Ryan and Nick Cage.
Where that's he's what the I'm angel. Thinking of. Yeah. Well, I don't think that's the right answer for our love story.
Well, then I'll go back to saying that movie hasn't been written yet. Because we're not done telling that story.
Well, that's sweet. Mm-hmm. Even though you just implied that we were breaking up in August when our lease is up.
I didn't imply we were. I was just saying
that. You were threatening it. That's a threat. If you both had to go on a game show or reality show, what would it be?
Price is Right.
Wow, really? Still?
What do you mean?
Like, it's not as good anymore. I feel like we'd be much better used on Wheel.
Oh, wait. Like, as a couple, what would we go on?
Well, I mean, if you want to go individually on Price is Right, I'd go on Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, you'd be good at Big Brother.
Big Brother is, like, my dream to be on Big Brother.
I would be terrible at Big Brother.
I think I'd be terrible a month in. I'd be stir crazy. Like, I'd definitely be an emotional head case by the end of it.
Yeah.
If I made it far enough. And I already think everyone's, like, conspiring against me. So yeah. I'd probably be, like, on to everyone, but also assuming that nobody liked me in the house. But I really would want to be on Big Brother. And then I feel like Wheel of Fortune, we would go as a couple. Like
yeah, we'd crush Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, I think we would. Okay, wait. Least favorite show, Bill's favorite housewife. If you could be any housewife, who would you be and why? See, I'm trying to think who also their relationship I'd be okay with.
I'd be Ken.
You'd be Ken Todd. I could be Lisa. Yeah. If you want to be Lisa and Ken.
That'd work. We've already done that before.
We've dressed up as that before, yeah. if you wanted to go back to school, would the other one be able to be, or would they be willing to be the breadwinner?
What would? I mean, I plan on going back to school, but not until much later in life.
What would you go back to school for?
Sign language.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I went back to school, I don't know what I'd go for. I'd probably go for like an English, like a writing, like course. But I don't know if I could go back to school. I'm always amazed at people who can go back in later in life. Like you'd get your master's in sign language, right? Can you?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd have to get a whole other major. I mean, I guess I could master. I was a journalism major. I really don't know how that works at all. I would just probably take a couple classes and then be like, okay, that's all I needed.
Yeah.
I don't think I could go back full course load, do it all, write a thesis.
See, I think you would benefit from going back for, like, a specific course, like a screenplay writing course.
Right.
Or, like, a creative writing course if you wanted to try to build. Yeah. If you wanted to turn our story into a rom-com.
I have so many just waiting. I gotta figure that out. Guilty pleasure movie or show. Perhaps want something the other doesn't know about.
Ooh. Well, you know the only two shows I watch are South Park and Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The Office is always good in the background.
Uh-huh.
You go first on that one.
I feel like you know all my guilty pleasure movies. I feel like I don't feel guilty about any of my... I'm trying to think if there's a really dumb movie that I can watch a lot. I don't consider... Tully, don't get up there. Sorry. I couldn't. He just is so annoying tonight. Don't encourage him with laughter.
He's so funny.
He's so annoyed. He knows we're talking about him. I don't know.
He's shaped like a lava lamp.
My guilty pleasure, but you, I feel like that's the only thing I haven't shared yet, is my, it's not a book or it is a book, but like, I never talk about that on Instagram or the podcast, is the like cheesy romance novels.
Oh yeah, you love cheesy romance novels.
I love the period, like Regency, 1800, like cheesy romance novels, yeah. Like Fabio. I read those all the time.
I like reading Wikipedia pages.
But I know that about you, yeah. Yeah, you do. The Wikipedia game that we play, what's the five clicks?
Five clicks, yeah. You pick a subject, any subject that you want to choose. You could say the country of Russia. Mm-hmm. And then you have to hit random article on Wikipedia. And using links in the Wikipedia article to other Wikipedia articles, you have to get to your destination in less than five clicks. So it's like Kevin Bacon only with Wikipedia. And I play it by myself, and whatever random article comes up, I'll read. And it's a great way to just learn a whole bunch of stuff that you probably wouldn't have any need for, but at least you're reading.
Yeah. Who is Big Spoon and who is Little Spoon?
I'm Big Spoon.
I'm Middle Spoon, and Tully is the Littlest Spoon. Yeah. Tully Spoon he's the Little Spoon to me, and then I'm shoved between the two of them who are spread out in the bed. One day we're going to have a California king bed, and I'm still going to be cramped.
She says that, but I wake up every morning with one knee hanging off the side of the bed.
Because Tully comes in and takes so much.
The bed is like 60% Tully, 35% you, and 5% me.
That's not true. Every night I wake up with your arm somehow like around.
Hanging on so I don't fall off the side of the bed.
No, it's so you're touching Tully. That's all you want is to have. That's why.
I like to pet Tully.
That's why. What are the qualities that made you fall in love with each other?
Go ahead. Tell them all about it.
No. I don't think there's anything I like about you. So I'm being completely honest, especially after this. I think similar to my mom, you are someone who is very half glass full and you don't go down into the negative. Like my mom will always say, like, I'm not gonna go down the black hole. Like, if you want to go down there, I'm not going with you. I jump into the negative quickly, and I need someone who's like, it's not that bad. Like, I'm not gonna go down there with you. If you want to come up here and live in happy land, like, come on. Like, you're generally a very happy, positive, like, just easygoing person.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like. You have a good sense of humor too.
I'm pretty awesome.
Okay, what are you going to say about me? Anything at all?
Yeah, I've said earlier, I really liked your determination when you were working both jobs and you were just hustling to do what you had to do.
Well, I don't do that anymore. And,
well,
so
I know, it's faded a little bit in your older age.
Don't remind me.
And I always, and I do like remembering when like older songs would come on the jukebox and you knew them and you'd sing along to them. For some reason, that always stood out in my mind. I took a liking to that. Like when you actually knew
old songs.
Older, yeah, like classic songs. I don't know why. That was important.
That was important. habit that bugs you the most about each other. Side note, who breathes too loudly? You.
Well, I'm asthmatic, so I breathe loudly sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's kind of something I can't control. Habits that I don't enjoy about you is crusty tissues that stay in our bed that I end up falling asleep and having to move because it's like sleeping on rocks.
That's not all the time.
I'm probably sitting on a tissue on the couch right
now. I've been sick. It's behind you.
It kills me that no matter how many times Tully will eat your headphones or knock over your water, you still put both of them on the floor every day.
Because I won't put the water on the table because he's going to knock it over onto something that, like, I care about. At least it's the nasty carpet.
Oh, and the one that bothers me the most to the point where now I have to hide my own.
Oh, my God.
You don't put the cap on the toothpaste. And somehow you're, like, the messiest toothpaste applier. So there's all this old crusty toothpaste around the opening. So you have to squeeze hard. And the first is just a layer of, like, crusty toothpaste that you have to release before you actually get to the soft, good toothpaste. So now I just bought my own tube of toothpaste that I hide in the bathroom. It'll become a problem probably in the next week or two because your toothpaste is getting low. I know you won't buy yourself more toothpaste, so you're just going to come hunting for my toothpaste. I'm going to have to start brushing my teeth at work.
Okay.
What about me bothers you?
I feel like I can't say much just because you really do it all. Like, there's not, like, people ask me, like, how do you define things in, like, your life? And I can easily say, like, if Bill left me, like, I would understand. Like, there's really, like, my mom would understand, my friends would understand. Everyone's just like, it's not right. Everything, he cooks, he cleans. I've been better, the apartment's a mess right now, but I have been a lot better about picking up and, like, helping with the dishes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I just don't sometimes see it. Like, I'm when asking about qualities that annoy me about the other person, I'm talking about myself. But I really, like, I'm just trying to give Bill a little, like, plug here. I will step over something 400 times and then he'll be like, why wouldn't you just pick this up? And I will say, what? Like, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
And
you take your shoes off in the doorway.
Yeah.
Not like to the side of the door, not by the bed. No. Like where the door would normally close, that's where you decide to dislodge the shoes from your feet.
Because that's where you, like, use the wall to kick it off and help you. So
you could try untying them and then taking them off nice and easy, mm-hmm. like, you know, by your bedside or anywhere that's not directly in the path of where the most foot traffic would be.
The things that annoy me most about Bill are Bill doesn't think he has flaws. Like, you don't. And
that's
you're
not
laughing.
True.
Yes, it is. You're already laughing.
I just like to make fun of my flaws.
No, what flaws? What flaws do you make fun of? Your breathing? That's
I'm
a healthy. No, that's
I
not
can't
a flaw.
See, my eyes are shot.
That's not. Yeah, I think. No. You don't have human flaws, like, in your mind.
That's not true.
Well, I don't mean, like, in the general, like, I think in your sarcastic way, like, I'm definitely the more flawed one in this house, so we just don't bring up any of yours.
No, I just like to make fun of myself about it, so then it's not really viewed as a flaw, it's viewed as a comical.
Well, I'm not talking about your health issues like asthma and eyesight. Like, I wouldn't call those flaws. Those are health things. Those aren't things that I would chalk up and, like, tell it.
I spit. You don't like that I spit.
I hate spitting. I don't like burping either.
Yeah,
a
I burp.
Fart,
you
a
hate that
fart
I burp.
I can laugh at all day long.
I try to control my burps, but sometimes
you're
they come
really,
out.
Really.
Oh,
actually,
I snore.
I've got it. No, the snoring. No, I've got it. It's the drunk thing. Bill likes if I don't go out. Bill likes to come home, and I am not asleep. And he likes to come home, bang around, like, in an obvious way that I would think he had a concussion. Like,
with the cats.
No, you just run into the wall and go, oh, did I wake you? And I don't react. And you're like, okay. Then you do something else. Oh, did that wake you? So then I can be like, yeah, I'm awake. And then you can go into, like, a 30-minute dialogue with the cats, with me. And he's a very sweet drunk, so, like, I can't, like, get mad at what you want to talk about, but it doesn't stop. And it's just this never-ending, like, oh, Dolly, like, all night. And then he also, when he's hungover, it's this, like, you can't get comfortable thing.
Oh, yeah.
When you're overheated, you are so hot and I'm so cold. And if I'm remotely, like, a comfortable temperature, you give me your heat. I'm sweating. But he like rolls in the bed in these contortions, like puts his butt in the air and lays across me to get comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I can't breathe now.
It's an uncomfortable day sometimes.
Yeah. So that, it's definitely drunk Bill.
Yeah.
And when you're really drunk and if you get really drunk, I can't get drunk. Usually we're both the same, like tipsy, happy, going out, come home, whatever. The nights where you decide, like, I need to get drunk tonight, like, relieve some stress, like, I'm partying it up, I physically cannot get there, so then I'm dead sober chasing you around. And you're a child.
A big playground.
Island Tour or Baker's Dozen?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Fuck. Overall jams, probably Island Tour. That been said, I was at Baker's Dozen night 4 jam filled, and it was phenomenal. Oh. Baker's Dozen had it all. I mean, 13 nights, no repeats, but Island Tour. That Roses at Nassau, out of control. Personally, I have to go with Baker's Dozen because I was at jam filled, which in my opinion was the best show of Baker's Dozen, but Island Tour might be the more important moment in Fishtery.
Okay.
There's nothing. What about you?
Yeah, no, same, totally. What does Bill think of this account?
I think it's fascinating. I think you're hysterical from jump. I mean, regardless of the content or not, I just think whatever you're doing is actually really funny. I think your memes are creative and your input whenever you're watching something is something that is, it's really funny. It's captivating. I don't think it's, you know, just generic with, not that other Bravo accounts do a great job as well, but I think that the things like the Venmo thing was just absolutely fascinating. I think
people found his Venmo. We didn't even know. People found his Venmo and started Venmoing him 99 cents for a ring.
Yeah.
Just diamond emojis. He thought it was all my friends. I was like, I don't know any of these people.
Nah. Over the course of like 12 hours, I made $32, which I still have that $32 that I'll put towards your ring pop. You get a 6-pack for $32.
All right. Well, I'm glad to know you like it. As I'm forcing you to record with me. Would he ever watch Real Housewives without you? No.
No. But in fairness, I don't really watch TV without you.
Yeah, it's definitely me. Wait, I just missed one. Oh, when are we going on a vacation this year?
Oh, that's a rough question.
It's from a specific person.
Oh. Is it from your mom? Is she seeing when we're coming to Kansas?
No.
Oh.
It's someone who we hung out with a lot this year, and they're stressed that we've been apart this long now.
Gallo?
No.
Oh. Katie?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Katie. Hey, Nugget.
We mentioned Nugget once an episode. The day we finally get an episode with her is going to be amazing.
We wanted to go on vacation in February, but then BravoCon got in the way, and then the holidays got super expensive. Well, we should do a vacation. That'd be fun.
I'm going to Vegas in February.
That's right. You are.
I'm trying to see if there's any others. I guess, what are the 3 things, like, that we expect by the next anniversary? Not, like, I mean, diamond, but...
A new job.
Mm-hmm.
In some capacity, one way or the other. Maybe a new apartment.
I know. We talk about that.
Uh-huh. A tan?
Oh, okay. That's your third?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how about yours?
You said it. I'm not... You left out a key thing for your three, and...
If we renew here, I can't get a puppy.
Okay.
I know that.
He wants a puppy, and it's every conversation. I would like a tan as well. Money. I'd like to have the side hustle to make some money, whatever that would be. Oh, I'd like to lose weight.
Oh, yeah.
By the next anniversary.
I say that every year. Every year I say I want to be back to the weight I was when we started dating.
I'm not either.
I'm yet to get close.
Guys, dating, dating just, what is, instead of the freshman 15, what would you call that? The relationship, like, it's just eating out in that first year. I never lost it. And not that we don't eat out still. Like, we're a lot of Grubhub. Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else. Anything else you want to ask me or I want to ask you?
Oh.
Nope. Okay. Wow.
I don't know.
It's fine. I'm not insulted. Did you figure out your guilty pleasure movie? You were saying, is that the one you wanted to regroup on? Or what Bravo person or reality person I remind you of? You can say just celebrity in general. Is there a character?
No, you're too unique to compare to anyone else. You're one of a kind, baby.
That's just gag worthy.
No, I don't know. You're a funny kind of klutzy ditzy person.
Oh, you did this last time. Did we do this on the podcast? Or no, somebody asked this question. A funny kind of klutzy ditz is what you called me. And I am just so insulted that ditz.
Yeah, the ditz isn't the best part of it. That's the part I mean the least. It's just if you're thinking of a movie character, the funny klutz usually ends up being kind of ditzy. I don't find you to be ditzy. I think you're...
Well, then why don't you just lose ditzy if I'm supposed to...
Because most movie characters, I'm saying, that's one of the criteria. You usually don't get the two without the
third. I feel like we thought of one, and I can't remember who it was you said.
I don't remember at this point.
It was... People thought it was funny.
Guilty pleasure movie, though, is Pootie Tang.
Oh.
Can't not watch it whenever it's on.
Oh, well, that's... Can't not watch whenever it's on. Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah, but, like,
Selena.
Pootie Tang is not a good movie. Yeah. It's, like, an epically awful
I guess
movie.
Kissing Booth is, like...
Right.
Not a good movie.
Well, no, now that girl's all, like, Oscar-worthy and shit.
She is. I knew she would be.
What's her name? Joey Lawrence?
Joey King. Yeah. Joey Lawrence is...
Whoa.
Okay. I don't think there's anything else.
I think that was fun.
Happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary to you all, too.
Four years.
That's it?
Well, that was like a play on the election.
Oh, four more years.
Kind of ditzy.
No, that's not at all. No, that's not ditzy. It was a bad joke. It's fair that I'm concerned that we're moving out in August or breaking up, and now you're only giving me four more years.
Four more years.
We've been together a full college experience. Well, wow, for me.
For you.
For you.
We got a couple more years
couple
to go.
Couple more years to graduate.
Three other people.
Three other people?
Well, I went to four colleges.
I know, but the three other people plug. You know, we're going to end it now. You're just putting your foot in your mouth. Thanks, guys.
Later.